This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour 2, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We got the Friday 4-pack on the way, 11:30. An emergency madness that I am told cannot wait. Until high noon.
Incredible.
So we're getting to it in the first half of the show. Week in review at 12:45 as well. We just completed our top five Friday. Top five superheroes with Superman in theaters today. You can check that out at Jones and Keefe. A lot of people still on the Batman isn't a superhero argument.
Yeah, so what is he?
Somebody said he's just a rich guy with gadgets.
Okay, so like Iron Man, not a superhero?
Well, this is what another person responded to that. They said, dumbest argument I've ever heard. Iron Man, among others. I'm trying to find the exact text.
Batman's in the Justice League. Do you think they would have non-heroes in the Justice League? He's the founder of it. So I think if you want to say super-powered superheroes, I'd say, okay. Mm. But you could be a superhero and not have, like, mutant abilities.
Yeah, here it is. It says, if Batman's not a superhero, no Iron Man, no Green Arrow.
Right. Both all rich guys.
Let's see. Keith, no Gamora?
Yeah, see, I love Gamora.
Okay, so who was your toughest mission?
My dad. No.
Oh, you didn't have your dad on
your
list?
One of your heroes? Oh, yeah? What happened? Tell us about that.
Oh, you don't like your dad?
So either him or I love Daredevil. I'm a huge Daredevil fan. That was a tough one. I did like Punisher. Punisher's a good one. But these, again, guys don't really have superpowers.
That's one we've gotten on Twitter
quite
a bit.
Yeah, I like Punisher quite a bit. But he's also just like a badass with guns.
Jeff said no Punisher, no Spawn.
Spawn's good. Yeah.
He says we all have our favorite children. Somebody needs to get left out.
The Crow?
John, would be a good one. So John had the Punisher, Luke Cage.
Luke Cage is cool.
Blade and the Crow.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
Okay.
A lot of good ones out there.
All right,
what about Tupperware? Isn't that one of the guys from the South Park one?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch that came
they
in.
They got like 10 of them in there.
Yeah. Let's go to Connor in Irving. I believe Connor has a list. Go ahead, Connor.
All right. I don't have a list. I just want to know, where's the love for Deadpool?
Good one. Deadpool's good.
No Deadpool in your top five.
I did not.
That,
I know.
Connor, were you the one that texted that?
We got a lot of Deadpool.
We got a bunch of Deadpool texts
Deadpool's
as
good.
Well.
Someone might consider him a anti-hero.
An anti-hero.
Well, because there's the other line, too, is like how many heroes will kill you? Like Deadpool has a lot of kills on his list, so some people might not view him as a true hero. But I would, because he's usually he's fighting on the side of good, so I would put him in the hero category, but some might not.
But just not in your top five.
Not in my top five, but close.
Okay.
Another, he wants to be an X-Man, so. You know.
He does want to be an X-Man, but they're like.
Plus, you put Deadpool on there, you got to put Dogpool on there.
Dogpool would have to be on there. Nicepool, who apparently is at the center of that Justin Baldoni lawsuit.
Oh, boy.
I had no idea.
I should have had
That's still going on, I think.
I'm now regretting that I didn't have Blank Man or Dogpool on my list.
Dude, Blank Man was good.
Damn.
Blank Man was a good movie.
617-779-7937. Continue to send those in. We'll have more coming up in the Friday 4-pack. A reminder, you can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. A lot of ways you can tune in to Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. ESPN yesterday, Keefe,
yes.
Seth Walder, had an interesting grade for the Patriots in free agency. And I'll be honest, I don't necessarily hate the grade. I hate the logic within the grade. He gave the Patriots a C-plus for the offseason.
That's too low.
But, you know, too long didn't read because it's a lot of words in here. But the gist of it is he thinks they spent money inefficiently in free agency. They should have saved their cap space, rolled it over to future years. I'm not going to chastise Robert Kraft for spending money. In fact, I'd applaud the Patriots for spending money, adding talent. My question, we've really been asking this all week long, and I think you see it in a variety of lists. That's why we've been reacting to all of these, whether it's Fowler's series, which had another chapter today, the top 25 under 25 from CBS, this latest one from ESPN. Over and over and over again, I'm happy they spent money and they upgraded their talent. The question is, how much have they upgraded their talent? And I still think they're lacking significantly in the elite talent department. It's pretty much Christian Gonzalez, who was in the NFL's top 100, another list that came out this week. And that's it. They have guys who could get there. Drake May could get there. You know, maybe if Travion Henderson hits, he could get there. If Diggs comes back from an injury, he could get there. Maybe you hope Milton Williams. But I don't think they have a lot of high-end talent. I think they upgraded their talent just to get back to neutral. And that's why I don't hate the greatest C+. I just wouldn't knock the Patriots for spending money. That's what I felt best about this offseason.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't have given them a higher grade for saving money. They did it the last 2 years. What were the grades? I would have hoped pretty bad. They didn't bring in any talent at all the last few years. So I wanted more premium positions, but that didn't seem to be in the cards, at least for them. You could argue maybe there was a trade at receiver, because Chris Godwin, the reports are they did offer a lot of money, but Chris Godwin ultimately didn't even leave his team. The other guys all had some question marks too, like Steph Diggs, and you ended up with Steph Diggs. I would have rather Cooper Kupp, but if you tell me Diggs is a better year than Cooper Kupp this year, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world. Both guys dealing with, you know, injuries and things like that. It's funny, every free agency too, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of big name, great players moving teams. You know, it'll be an interesting exercise once the NFL top 100 comes out. You know,
the full thing.
Yeah, the full.
Yeah, because what do we have now? 20 names?
The bottom 20.
Yeah.
That includes Gonzalez at 84. But go through that list and say which guys signed as free agents this year. It seems like more and more teams either re-sign their great players or, before they're just left for nothing, they trade them away. And then that's a different conversation. Like, are you able to acquire them via trade and pay them and everything else? So the team did get better. They spent money, which I'll 100% give them credit for. So I think C+ is just way too low. Like, I get his point that you're not bringing in, like, loaded all pros, but you did upgrade, like, all these different areas that you needed to upgrade. The last time the Patriots spent a lot of money in free agency was 2021. Do you think, we obviously know how those players played, but think back at that moment in time. Do you think the 2021 free agency class was better or the 2025 free agency class? So just for a reminder, it was like Matt Judon.
Like when they first signed?
The second they signed.
My reaction would have been the 2021 class was better.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Now, part of that was they needed one tight end. They got two. And we thought Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith were going to be good. Now, Henry's been fine and good enough. Jonnu Smith obviously wasn't good here at all. They added Matthew Judon, who did burn hot and was like a really good sign. That was probably the best player signed out of both years.
For sure.
But then, you know, Jalen Mills was one of those guys, and there were a few others. But they were very aggressive. They spent a lot of money. But even still, would they bring in one Pro Bowler?
Judon.
Just Judon. I don't think they brought in any. Yeah, Kendrick Bourne.
Henry, like, hasn't gone to a Pro Bowl. Bourne, Jalen Mills.
Was it Nelson Agholor?
Yeah, none of those. Ugh.
Like, right.
Right.
So, like, this has a chance to maybe not have the high end of Judon, but there might be more impact across the board. So I thought it was good. Like, I'm not going to throw him a parade. Vrabel made the joke before, but, hey, we won March or we won April or whatever he said. You're like, oh, it's a good line, but he knows they got to go out there and play. But, yeah, there's not a guy, like, if Diggs was 100% healthy, maybe we'd feel a little bit different, right? But the fact that we're still waiting to see when he's going to be fully available, that changes things.
We're just catching him, unlike Aguilar and his mishaps. I like to put that out there.
Yeah, my issue that offseason. My issue that offseason was just they raced out and signed all these guys day one when they didn't need to. You didn't need to sign Jalen Mills or Nelson Agholor on day one.
No, the Kendrick Nelson Agholor one was bad in real time.
Yeah.
The tight ends I was excited about. I thought those guys might be good.
Although, which one? Jonnu Smith was day one. Henry was day two. Like, they didn't even sign Henry day one, I don't think.
Might have been, yeah.
So, speaking of Hunter Henry, Jeremy Fowler is continuing with the lists here from execs, coaches, scouts, ranking the top 10 positions. This is the fifth position today. Patriots had no one on the running backs list. That includes, they list a top 10, but any name mentioned on all the people they talked to will get pulled into honorable mention or even also receive votes. They had no one on the running backs list. There were like 22 players named. They had no one on D tackles, despite spending on Milton Williams and still having Christian Barmore. And this is predictive. This isn't just what they did last year.
Right.
They had no one on the edge rushers list. Not a surprise.
No.
Kyle Duggar got a vote or two on the safeties list yesterday. Today, the Patriots have their first honorable mention. Still no one in the top 10, but they have their first honorable mention. It is Hunter Henry checking in by my count at number 13. Keith.
I think that's right. My guess yesterday when he asked me was like 10, 11, 12, like maybe the last guy on the list or would just miss. It also speaks to tight ends not really a great position anymore.
That's actually my takeaway from this list too. But real quick, here is the NFL personnel evaluator on Hunter Henry. He's aging well.
Nice.
Because speed was never his game. Just a good player with sure hands. He can get you 600 yards or so every year. Takes care of his body. Great in the locker room and friend of Jones and Keefe, it says here.
Is that right?
Yeah,
he does. He's had a lot of appearances.
We love his interviews on Jones and Keefe, it said right there in the story.
That's kind.
So, yeah, tight end is sneaky not a great position in the NFL. Brock Bowers, George Kittle, Sam Laporta, Trey McBride, Travis Kelce is your top five.
So Trey McBride, who had, I think, zero touchdowns last year.
Well, no, he eventually got
one.
But as of the Patriots game, he did not.
He had, zero touchdowns.
He didn't have a receiving touchdown. I think he might have had a weird rushing touchdown or, like, fell on a fumble in the end zone when they played the Patriots. I swear to God.
We're giving him that?
But he
had
not.
Two receiving, one rushing.
Okay.
Oh, and it was like, wasn't it like.
But I'm saying, as of the Patriots game, which is late in the year, I know he had no rushing touchdowns because I bet him in the Bozo touchdown parlay that week. And they targeted him like four times in the end zone in that game, and he didn't catch one. And I was pissed. So that's your top five. 6 through 10, Mark Andrews, who looks, I mean, he had a lot of touchdowns last year, but looks like a shell of himself.
Yep. Three seasons, Trey McBride, who I think is good. Like, he had a ton of catches last year. How many touchdowns in three seasons for Trey McBride?
10.
Six.
Oh.
And he's the fourth best tight end in football.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not great.
6 through 10, Mark Andrews, TJ Hockenson, Isaiah Likely. Of Everett.
So two Ravens.
Correct.
And Mark Andrews, the last time we saw Mark Andrews.
I'm telling you.
Horrible. Andrews didn't retire.
Andrews caught a ton of touchdowns last year. He had 11 touchdowns, which I believe was a career high, but he did not have a good year.
He had a key drop.
The biggest drop ever.
Yeah. Dallas Goedert, David Njoku, that's your top 10. The other honorable mentions with Hunter Henry, Dalton Kincaid, who was awful last year.
I like Henry more than him.
Pat Freiermuth.
Ooh, another local guy.
They just traded for Jonnu Smith.
The Muth.
Henry, I mentioned. Evan Engram, Cole Kmet, Jake Ferguson, and then Jonnu Smith. Those are your honorable mentions. So it's not a great position, but give the Patriots some credit. They have their first honorable mention. We're five positions in. They still don't have a top 10 player at their respective position in the league.
You know who Jake Ferguson's engaged to?
Wait, let me think about this. No, I don't.
One of the Cavender twins. So the one that wasn't with Carson Beck,
yeah.
who broke up with his ass.
The other one
is engaged to Jake Ferguson.
They're engaged.
Yeah, they're engaged.
That'll be a fun wedding, I'm sure.
Engaged to be wed.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations to both of them.
So this does speak to me, the lack of high-end talent. All these various lists. That doesn't mean the Patriots will be a bad team. It's an easy schedule. A lot of it doesn't account for the rookies. So if you told me, and this has been my thing all week when I see these lists, I don't really care the Patriots, and I didn't really expect that the Patriots would have a lot of guys in the top 10. Next year, you want Will Campbell getting votes. You want Drake May at least getting votes and hopefully in the top 10. You want Travion Henderson somewhere on that list.
Definitely.
If it really hits, Kyle Williams is somewhere on the list, though I doubt that one more.
Yeah.
But what the offseason doesn't account for as much, that's mostly focusing on free agency, if your rookie class really pops, and there's potential for that, I didn't love the first one out of Elliott Wolf, and I didn't really love the Will Campbell pick, but I acknowledge there's a chance next year we look at Will Campbell as an offensive lineman who should be in the mix here.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly Travion Henderson could be in the mix if they use him a ton this year. You're going to want guys littered all over these lists next year. That will really tell how this year did in the offseason, because if they're not all over that list next year and you're right back in the same spot, you did spend a bunch of money on nothing.
But it is there's an easy way to get on that list. Besides play well, like if the team plays well, you're more on everybody's radar. Like we mentioned how Bo Nix on that top under 25 list,
yep.
right? Like they're looking at him for that. It's like, well, because he made the playoffs. If they won like two fewer games and just missed the playoffs, I bet he's not even on that list.
Yeah.
I think if the Patriots win That's nine true. Or 10 games, they're going to be on everybody's radar. They're going to be playing meaningful games by the end. They're going to be on sort of top of mind. It's so easy to sort of ignore the 3, 4, 5 win teams. Because you'd just be like, right away, you'd be like, well, how good are any of their players if they're not winning any games? Like, you'd have to be like Max Crosby, or you have to be somebody like that good.
Or for instance, on that tight ends list, you got to be Brock Bowers.
You got to be Brock
Bowers.
Where
you were just like clearly
overwhelm everybody.
The most dominant at the position to be on a crappy team.
Because then you'd look back and say, on all these different lists, if they win 10 games and they have nobody on the list, you got to reevaluate. You'd be like, all right, well, then how did they win 10 games? And then you got all of a sudden, these guys will get a lot more credit. So somebody like Will Campbell, if the offense looks decent, you know, he's going to get attention. You know, being a high draft pick, you're going to get a lot of attention anyway. So as long as you can kind of live up to that a little bit, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt.
Question for you here, Keith. If you could still add to the Patriots, around draft time, Colton Miller's name came out as a name you could potentially add on the offensive line. More recently, Terry McLaurin's name at wide receiver is out there. I highly doubt he's going to leave Washington, never mind actually come here, but play the game. You can add to a spot on the team. Where would you add?
Wide receiver. It's still 100% wide receiver. Well, yeah, Terry McLaurin, that'd be like the high end of it. But somebody else that somehow, and it would have to be more contract dispute. I don't want anybody that's just like cut from a team and you're like, oh, that guy might be good. Yeah, he might be better than your fourth or fifth guy, but that's not really worth jostling everything for. But if you got somebody else.
I'd feel better about that guy on the O-line. Like a cut
out of the mix.
But at wide receiver, you're right. They already have too many guys who are too similar. If you would want to get a stud at that spot,
You need the contract dispute. You need like the late holdout. You need something like that, because that is still a bad position. It's one of the bottom three in the league. And even though we were pointing out the other week how the Buffalo Bills might have a worse wide receiver room than the Patriots, and it's debatable. They have the far superior quarterback, so they're going to get more out of them. But just like on paper, the Pats might be a little better, but that might be it. Like, there's not many wide receiver groups, even with the addition of Diggs, and certainly with his uncertainty of when he's going to play, it's as bad as there is. So of all the spots, that to me makes the most sense.
Monty Mack, Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Guys, lists are a popularity contest. Text line, similar take. Guys, lists are way too subjective to be caring about what guys aren't.
Well, there's
on
also
it.
Like five. We've been kind of talking about five different lists.
This is exactly what I was going to say.
Okay,
one list. If you just handpick one list, I do agree with that. It's very subjective. It is a popularity contest. I don't overreact to one list.
I mean, the NFL Network one literally is, because it's the players. Yeah. They're voting for each other. The other one is a little bit more like.
The Fowler one? Fowler one to me is very relevant.
Yeah.
That is scouts, executives, coaches within. This is how the league views the Patriots roster indirectly. I mean, how they view everybody's roster.
I think those ones are pretty good.
So I would put the most stock in the Jeremy Fowler list, but whatever. Throw the NFL 100 list on there. The CBS 25 under 25. Throw in Seth Walder's grade as well.
Yep.
And pool them all together. Like, they're not doing well on any of these lists, would be my takeaway. And so you're right. One list over here, subjective. One list over there, popularity contest. Pool them all together and kind of take the net result. I would say it's giving you and delivering the same message over and over again. Now, it doesn't mean those lists can't be wrong,
right,
or the view within the league isn't wrong. People are wrong all the time. So I would allow for that. I just tell you right now, the overwhelming view is the Patriots do not have high-end talent.
Right, and I think that just sort of puts it in perspective, because they're like, well, you shouldn't care that your guys aren't on there. It's like, well, when you see the other names around it, you might quibble with one or two, but it sort of puts into perspective, like, that list that you just named for tight ends, for example. Yeah, there's like 7 or 8 of those guys that you're like, yeah, for sure not as good. And then so you like go down, and then you're like, all right, everybody else you're kind of arguing with. But it just goes to show, with the exception of Christian Gonzalez, there's nobody that the league thinks is at the top end of their position. If you happen to feel that they are, great, but there's a lot of evidence to suggest that they are not.
And I think most Patriots fans would agree.
I think so too.
I think a lot of fans would go, duh, the Patriots don't have high-end talent.
Yeah.
But then the next step to the question is, okay, they have an easy schedule and they have a better coach, and you hope there's a step forward from Drake May this year. I wonder if those things are even enough to really take a big step forward if their talent hasn't made as much of a leap as maybe we were hoping earlier this offseason.
Yeah.
So you guys can jump in, 617-779-7937. You can check out our top five superhero lists, very controversial, at Jones and Keith.
Painstaking.
For one of us. We have a week in review at 1245. We have an emergency key for madness coming your way about a half an hour from now. I'm told it can't even wait.
Instant classic.
Until high noon. It's an instant classic. So we'll get to that at 1145. And it's time for the Friday four-pack.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Coming up about 15 minutes from now, an emergency Friday key for madness. This is rare.
Yeah.
But it is a must-listen, is what it is, coming your way at 11:45. We're getting to it before high noon. We still have the week in review at 12:45. But we have a four-pack of questions for you here on Jones and Keefe. What's first up in the four-pack today, Billy Lanny?
Up first, what is the ideal Red Sox rotation?
Okay, so let me clarify on this.
Okay.
This is out of what they have right now, or this is I can pick anybody in baseball? What is this?
I guess choose your own adventure. Okay. Let's see. What do you think the ideal Red Sox rotation is?
So I would say their rotation right now is not ideal.
No.
I would look to add to it, but out of what they have, which is how I approach this question.
So start with that.
Garrett Crochet at the top of the rotation. You feel good about that?
Yeah, I'm going to see him tomorrow.
My number two starter. I know. What a brag.
I'm excited.
My number two starter, and I labored over two and three. If I'm thinking of it like an actual like playoff setup, I would pitch Bayo second. I would follow that with Giolito. Dobbins is pitching tonight. I'd probably have him fourth, and then I think I'd go with Fitz. I don't want Tanner Houck in there. I don't want Walker Buehler in there. I'd love to talk myself into Kyle Harrison, but every time I try to, Nick throws the Worcester numbers in my face.
Yeah.
So Worst I think stinks. Why don't you want to tell you?
I think that's the best they got. And honestly, it's a little scarier when you actually write it down. Crochet, well, yeah, Bayo, Giolito, Dobbins, Fitz.
The most disappointing player has to be Walker Buehler for the season. And I know Jaren Duran's worst thing was, yeah, good one. Hauk was an all-star last year at this time. He was in the Cy Young conversation, and now he can't even get on the field. And I know there's injury, but he was really bad prior to the injury. He's also a great case study of when a guy's getting socked around in spring training, they're not always just working on something. They might just be getting socked around.
Oh, I was so tired of hearing that.
Oh, they're like, oh, he's working on like
his
a new grip.
His spring numbers are bad. He's just working on stuff. Yeah, no.
Work on getting guys out.
He's working on his career is what he's working on because it is on life support.
No, you can't rely on him. So I'm actually going to go with, based on what you currently have, that five. But what I would do is that just goes to show how much of a need a starter is. It's more so than anything, even in the lineup, and way more so than anything in the bullpen. Because if you do add a starter, you could even put Dobbins or Fitz, whoever your fifth guy is, in the bullpen with everybody else that you have.
So what's your order?
I would do the same order, honestly.
Same order.
Okay. I would go with...
Fitz, that to me means when you Dobbins add a starter, Fitz is the odd man out and Dobbins stays in.
Now, both of those guys have to be healthy and all that stuff. That's been sort of an issue with it. But no, I think we both agree. I think most fans, even last night, final line box score doesn't look that bad for Walker Buehler.
Yeah, but he's
stunk. You just can't trust him. The Red Sox score, run, take a lead. He immediately gives it back.
Moonshots, not striking anybody out.
No, I'm not a fan of Buehler. But, so he's got to get out of there.
The exercise is useful because Crochet won, duh. And then wouldn't you feel better if Bayo wasn't your two, he's your three?
Oh, if Bayo and Giolito was 3-4, you'd be sick.
So this is why they need a quote-unquote, to use Breslow's word, impact starter.
Agreed.
I'm no longer using Duran to get him, but everything slots in better if you find yourself a number two. Yeah. And I think that's the lesson from that exercise. But okay, we agree on the same five. Nice. What's next, Billy?
Who is your all-time favorite tennis player?
Okay, so I labored over this a little bit, too. I was an Agassi guy as a kid. I didn't really
love... You had fake hair.
Yeah, I did. So it's a hard one to go with because, you know, his dad was awful to him. He had like a weird, like... what's the right word? Like, he was very flashy as a tennis player.
Flashy, good one, because he was in those camera commercials.
Which I did like. I wasn't a Sampras guy as a kid. I was rooting for an American. I liked Agassi. Good all-around game,
Brooke Shields.
Yeah, good all-around game. You know, he wasn't just, and Sampras was a little more than this, but wasn't just like a serve guy.
Yeah.
He could win on all surfaces. I liked Agassi.
I mean, Anna Kournikova would have to be the answer.
Great one.
I mean, look out.
Great one.
Come on.
Yeah.
For me, it would be Pete Sampras. I like their back and forth between the two. That's probably when I watched it at the most. And then speaking of Wags, he's with Bridget Wilson, famously of Billy Madison and I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Veronica. Was she in that?
Yes, she's Sarah Michelle Gellar's older sister.
She was also the original Sonya Blade in the first Mortal Kombat movie.
Hell yeah, Bill. She dominated the 90s. Those three movies and Pete Sampras?
Yeah.
Well earned, Bridget Wilson. She probably won the 90s, actually, if you had to ask that question. Who had a better 90s than Bridget Wilson?
Oh, great question. Well, it sounds like Pete Sampras, actually, now that we're talking it out.
Sampras maybe did. Yeah. Yeah, maybe he did.
Freddie Prinze Jr. had a pretty good 90s.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That's sort of, he's still doing all right.
That merit Sarah Michelle Gellar.
They're still together. And they're going to be in, or he's going to be in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I am current day, though, and this is before he, because I was not a Federer guy. Couldn't stand Federer. I would root Nadal versus Federer. And I was a Djokovic guy. I still am a Djokovic guy. I think he wins today. Oh, by the way, against Sinner, we'll see. Alcaraz just advanced. So present day, I'm a Djokovic guy. I wouldn't say I liked him more than I liked Agassi as a kid. Present day, I like Djokovic.
She became so dominant, but like Serena Williams was fun to watch. Because like if she was on, if there's like anybody else, like, I don't really know.
People now all willy-nilly are like, oh, Serena, she's the GOAT. Don't sleep on Steffi Graf.
Steffi Graf is very good.
Steffi Graf.
Monica Seles was great.
Steffi Graf.
She gets stabbed by a fan in the middle of a match.
Steffi Graf, more dominant, shorter period of time than Serena. You go look up the numbers on your own time. It's really, honestly, no comp between those two.
How high was Bobby Riggs on your list?
Ooh, just missed.
Going head-to-head with Billie Jean King?
Just missed. Right. What else do we have, Billy?
All right, what's the best ice cream flavor?
It's tough.
So I am not a get the same flavor every time I go to the ice. I like the variety, first of all. But if I had to pick one.
Yeah. I mean, that's the question.
Coffee.
Coffee
ice cream.
Coffee just missed. Now, I might cheat, but I don't think you can get this every place, Keith.
All right, that's fine.
But I like a, I almost said, my answer is Oreo. I like an Oreo ice cream.
Oreo ice cream.
Or like a cookies and cream? What do you call it? I guess it's cookies and cream.
I mean, there's
the right
probably
word
both, depending on where you're going.
But I
think it's a brand name.
But I like that. But you can get like a coffee cookies and cream slash Oreo, which is that's a real nice ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That is sort of blending the two. But if that exists, that exists. So, I like a brownie batter, cake batter. Those ones are usually pretty good.
But the trick is you can't necessarily get those everywhere you go, right? No. You can't necessarily get coffee everywhere you go.
Coffee's pretty everywhere.
Well, like what if you go somewhere? What if you go somewhere that's soft serve? You can't get that.
You know what? Sometimes they change their machines around. I've gotten coffee soft serve, which is a treat. Or black raspberry soft serve. That's a go-to. Yeah, some of it's just vanilla chocolate.
Is that a Froyo or is that an ice cream?
Oh, ice cream. Black raspberry ice cream.
It's an ice cream, not a Froyo.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I'm just asking. I wouldn't order that anyways. I'm asking.
I thought you were going to say orange sherbet for a second. You just dance around the question.
If you go for a soft serve, you got to get the twist, right?
I usually do twist unless they have like a specialty flavor like a black raspberry or a coffee or whatever else they're kind of mixing it with. You can dip that bad boy if you want. Dip that in a little chocolate.
Oh, nice chocolate dip.
And it's like you're eating a Klondike bar.
That's where it's at. Why is there no soft serve around the city? I feel like I don't see soft serve anywhere.
It's not nearly as popular.
Like you go to the Cape, soft serve.
You can find
everywhere.
Yeah. But like most ice cream places around me anyway, I think are just
same
ice cream.
Am I missing it?
Then you go frap then. Go thick frap.
Go with a nice
frap. If you really want something like that.
Slurp that down.
Yeah.
So you're going coffee.
I'm going coffee, number one.
I would go like a cookie and cream.
Okay.
But if you can get that in a coffee form, that's a way to cheat.
I'm a team cookies and cream.
Yeah, that's good. Nice.
Nice chunk of Oreo in there.
Team cream?
Team cream.
I'll put you guys down for team cream.
Dream team. Cream team is what that is. Yeah.
Nick, what do you got?
I like a good mocha chip.
Mocha chip?
Mocha
chip. That's in the same ballpark.
That's in your head.
It's in the ballpark.
We're all in the same universe.
Yeah, we are.
Is what it is. Okay, what's the last one, Bill?
All right, who's the most must-watch athlete of all time?
At the risk of answering this and getting it thrown directly back in my face, I do have a way to wiggle out.
Okay.
It's Jordan.
Jordan?
Yeah, not the show's GOAT.
Okay.
But I've seen the show's GOAT numerous times brag.
Sick brag, bro.
In person. And so...
Jordan...
I think Jordan is must, like, if I could go watch an athlete in person, that's at least the way I interpreted this.
About,
maybe I interpreted the question
wrong. No, you can interpret it any way you want.
But if I could go back in time and I could watch any athlete, that would be the athlete I would want to see, Jordan.
So not 1987 Ultimate Warrior.
Is that your answer?
No, it's not my answer.
But that's
I just wanted to clarify that that's not your answer.
No, it's not mine.
All right. Muhammad Ali?
Yeah.
Like, would Muhammad Ali, like,
I mean, that counts.
That was
just
before our time. But if you were like, there's a Muhammad Ali fight, because what's also different is like Jordan plays 82 times a year.
Yep.
So there's definitely a must watch aspect to him, the greatest basketball player of all time. But you could watch him play.
Not the show's GOAT, but yes.
6 months of the year. He actually is the show's GOAT.
No.
You keep confusing that. Billy, Nick, and me say he's the best. You and Terps say it's LeBron.
Yeah, but Pure.
3-2.
But when Pure Hoops is here, it's me, you, and Terps.
3-1 because Terps not here today.
Terps not here today. Irregardless.
Yeah, we don't count Nick and Billy's votes.
But I just think there is something about the athlete that doesn't perform as often, right? So they're sort of like, because you could see Jordan plays.
I get
that 100%. Muhammad Ali has X number of fights.
But to me, there's
even
something
like, Simone Biles, in all seriousness. Somebody like to that level where only once every 4 years is when you see her. And you're like, oh, I got to watch that.
So you're like a Phelps guy?
So I don't like swimming as much. But but the same argument would be made because you're like, hey, I missed Jordan on Tuesday night. That's fine. He's playing on Thursday.
Muhammad Ali, great answer. Yeah. But then, so to me, because I considered Ali.
Okay.
But now it's like, I got to actually watch it. I don't know
boxing.
But I don't know how much I really care about watching Muhammad Ali actually box.
Care about now boxing because we weren't alive for this.
Right.
But if you were like, it's Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, or Muhammad Ali versus Joe Frazier, you bet your ass you're watching that.
Or it's Jordan Clyde Drexler. I think I would rather watch. I'd rather watch that.
Yeah, but they play each other six times.
I understand that, but like,
what's one on one in boxing?
Yeah,
it's
but one on one in boxing.
You don't get one on one with Jordan.
Yeah,
no, but I mean, like, you don't have to. Oh, he's sitting on the bench for 4 minutes. I got to wait for him to come.
Jordan
back
also.
So you're the boxing guy. Ali your answer?
Ali's up there. I would like to see for boxing guys. It would be Ali. It would be Joe Frazier. It would be.
Dude, even
Joe Lewis, it would be Rocky Marciano.
Dude, even Tyson, honestly, for that window, Mike Tyson was as must see as any athlete had ever been.
That's
and
true.
we were young for that, but I remember that pretty vividly.
I mean, I'd love to see Ted Williams take some hacks.
The other issue, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
The other issue,
I'd love to see how far he could actually hit it. Not to the Red Sea.
Just bouncing
the
bullpen.
Red Seat game.
Yeah. Say it again.
Specifically the Red Seat game.
Yeah.
I would be there.
I would pick that game. Where did he actually hit it?
I'll sit in that seat and catch the ball like the kid the other night.
So
the Trevor Story.
How many games did it skip off of?
Oh, my God. All of them.
We should have turned this into a time travel question.
But
that would be better. You could time travel to any event.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
But the other thing working against Michael Jordan was the second half of his career, he played in an era where I think one of the NBA Finals games that they played the Jazz scored like 50 points.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it wasn't, like, as great as he was, the GOAT, but it was just like a tough kind of
You could get style. But you could go back to, like, Jordan versus the big three Celtics in the 80s. Like,
oh,
one of those games
60
where he scored,
points. Exactly, yeah, no doubt.
Scored
no
63
doubt.
As a loss.
Yeah, that individual game would be. People are texting in Tiger Woods. There was a run where Tiger's at the Masters.
Not to brag. Seen him in person at the old Deutsche Bank.
Same.
Not to brag.
Same.
Sick brag, bro.
Been there, done that.
Rory McIlroy, and I almost put him in my pocket and walked out of there.
Sick brag, bro.
Tiny little guy. Just a little itty bitty guy.
Muscular, though.
Little guy.
Yeah, he's a little muscle as
well. Little guy.
Okay, that's the Friday four-pack every Friday at 11:30 on Jones and Keefe. We'll continue to work our way through the submissions. A lot of ice cream submissions and athlete submissions there. But we have an emergency. Keefe for Madness that I'm told can't even wait until high noon. We will get to the madness next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
It's snakes out there this big.
Souvenir of the honeycomb from the colony that almost killed my husband.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
And they were running.
All right, Jones, we have an emergency madness to get to. This one checks all the boxes.
I was very excited. You texted about this morning. You're like, hey, we got something and we got to get to it.
Can't sit on it.
Early, yeah.
Sometimes we have a good story and we're like, you know what, we can get to it on Tuesday when we normally do our Keeper Mad and I. But this one we need to do today because it also takes place in the great city of Rochester, New York, which has been mentioned no short of 1,000 times this week on the show.
999 by Keith.
Of course, I went to the Toy Hall of Fame brag. That was earlier this week. That's in Rochester, New York. I went to a great brewery out there. The Worcester Red Sox, the Woo Sox, mm-hmm. are currently in the middle of a 6-game series in Rochester.
I've heard that.
Yeah. 6-game series all in Rochester.
Just there, yeah.
So they might want to keep their head on a swivel when they find out what's going on in that city right now.
Okay.
Is a mountain lion roaming the streets of Rochester?
Oh, no.
A mountain lion. That's right, folks.
A catamount.
Now, it's a good question. Yeah. He didn't say it is or it isn't. He just is asking the question.
Is there one?
Is a mountain lion?
Yeah, nothing definitive. You're right.
Roaming the streets of Rochester.
Okay.
Great question, but he got my attention.
Sure.
If nothing else.
The search continues tonight. One man claims he came face to face with that big cat.
Face to face?
Yeah, we're going to hear from this.
Snout to snout.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big cat. Claw to claw. Now, this guy, you're going to hear from quickly here. We're going to hear more from him, thankfully. There's a lot from this guy. Thank you, Nick. Might be the goat. But he was face to face with a big cat.
He said, I just cut walk. I seen it. Seen me. See it.
Okay.
I seen me. See it. See me. See it.
Yep.
Yep.
So right. he went nose to nose with this thing.
He said, I just cut walk. I seen it. Seen me. See it.
Okay. So that's like you were there.
Yep.
That reenactment.
Eye to eye, locked in.
Okay.
Like, all right. There's way more to this story. Let's find out.
Oh, boy. Here we go. We begin with the search for.
Same reaction as us.
No, I'm sorry. That's the anchor or that's the on scene
guy?
Back
to the guy in studio.
Okay.
So you're going to him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Like, here we go. Also, this guy, he is jacked. He looks like Frank Menachino. Remember Pocket Hercules?
Yeah.
The guy that used to play for the Jays?
Yeah.
He's like busting out of his suit doing the story. He's
okay.
like, oh, boy.
Oh, not the guy who went to
news guy.
Oh.
The news guy.
Okay.
It's like jacked. Like, all right, here we go.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Here we go. We begin with the search for what appears to be a mountain lion or some sort of other large cat roaming Rochester streets. You've probably seen this video by now. Good evening. I'm Matt Malloy. The wild sightings actually prompting a shelter in place at one point overnight near Rauber Street and North Clinton Avenue. That has since been lifted. 13 WEM's Natalie Calzettoni met with the man who claims he came face to face with this elusive animal. Natalie, this is what everyone is talking about tonight.
Yeah.
Agreed. So now we're going to go to Natalie.
This is the talk of Rochester.
It's a mountain lion on the prowl.
Woo Sox are in town.
Yeah, right. Keith was just here.
When are they announcing the new Toy Hall of Fame inductees and then Mountain Lion on the prowl.
On the streets.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, Matt. And the DEC says, based on the video and measurements taken at the site today, the animal does appear to possibly be a cougar. And if...
Sofia Vergara.
Nice.
Hello.
Yeah, well, she aged out, according to Brady.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate. But there could be a cougar on the prowl based on the measurements.
Nice.
And if so, it most likely did not arrive to the region on its own. Now, I spoke with a man who says he came across the wild cat while on a walk.
All right, so this man was just on a walk, and he came across the wild cat.
Okay.
I heard the roar. I felt that roar. I knew to keep it pushing. I knew that.
Pushing?
Yeah, keep it pushing.
Okay.
I think it means like I'm not gonna confront this cat. I'm gonna myself keep it pushing.
I know I should keep it pushing.
I'm gonna keep
I
it.
See. I yeah, got it. Got it.
He's
I
gonna
see.
Keep it pushing.
Now I get it.
Yeah, you don't want to confront the animal.
No,
that'd be insanity.
Curtis Jones says he was walking near Rauber Street late Wednesday when he saw people running from what appeared to be a large wild cat.
After I see the people run, I just see something big just walking, just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise, it went right over there. I just kept walk. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, I gotta go, man. I'm out.
Rochester.
Yeah. Smart.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be like, let me follow this thing around for a little bit, see what it's up to.
You're just walking around.
Yep.
Enjoying your night.
Curtis Jones.
Next thing you know, right.
Your guy.
Curtis Jones.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, mountain lion just runs right across the street in front of you.
You see people running, first of all. And then you see people running, you got to be, bad sign. All right, so I just start running too?
Bad sign.
Yeah.
Well, you want to get your bearings.
Sure.
See what's going on real quick.
Right, don't just be a lemming. Don't just go with everybody.
But next thing you know, big cat scurries right in front of you? Yeah, I'm with him. I'm out for the night. I'm done.
It'd be one of the more concerning things because they're so fast. They have giant teeth. They have giant claws. They're unpredictable.
Yeah.
They're out of their environment. You don't know if they're hungry. You don't know if they're looking for a lost loved one. You don't know what's happening at this point.
Right.
Trying to protect its cubs.
Yep.
Or kittens.
It's absolutely kittens. Plotting to kill somebody.
For
Might not be you, but it's plotting to kill someone.
At some point, it has a taste for human flesh.
Yeah.
Rochester police say officers became aware of a video on social media that appears to show a wild cat, which some people claim is a mountain lion. RPD says it received numerous calls of reported sightings, including one near North Clinton Avenue and Robber Street just after midnight.
So, something's not adding up here.
Oh,
they keep saying alleged.
I know. I think I emailed it to you.
Oh, there's video.
There is video of it. It looks like a mountain lion. It looks like a giant cat. Oh, here we go.
That guy is jacked.
That guy's jacked out of his mind. He shouldn't be doing the news. He should be doing weightlifting.
That guy is jacked.
That guy's incredible. Look at that suit. The suit's barely hanging on.
Fresh cut.
Good mustache on him.
That guy
could run through a brick wall
Not to besmirch Rochester, but that guy's going places.
Hell yeah.
But that absolutely
he
looks
is
like
places,
a big
Jones.
So why are we calling it an alleged and like...
What do you think that looks like?
Why are there like... There were a few complaints. I thought people were running on the street.
How are there not
more accounts of this? So I just... It's not adding up, but that video looks quite real. Yeah.
They were running and screaming.
Unless Will Clark's onto something and it's AI.
Good question by $10 Shake. Who would win in a fight? The mountain lion?
That guy, for sure.
I'll take that guy. Maybe even Natalie. The lady. You'll take her in a fight?
No, I wouldn't take her.
All right. let's continue.
About like this big. It was just walking, slithering. Like, it was, I don't know, man.
A shelter.
But I think like
when I saw the video, I don't think it was slithering.
No, but he was kind of like showing you how it was walking. I think it had a lot of confidence, and I think it was like
swagger.
I think it had a lot of swagger.
It's an apex predator.
There's Curtis Jones.
Nice.
Breaking it down.
I like it.
A shelter in place was ordered and then lifted when RPD was unable to verify the presence of a wild animal. Okay. Police say no reports have been substantiated.
Here's what you got to do.
Yikes.
Because there's video, but again, you guys, Will Clark taught us, you can kind of...
AI.
You can create anything.
It could all be AI, actually.
You need someone on the scene looking for scat. That's what you need.
Oh, you do?
Cougar scat.
You need people to identify the scat.
You're not going to trust the eyewitnesses or the video.
That's
Cougar
fair.
Scat, mountain lion scat, catamount scat,
AI bullshit that's going on.
Yeah, you need someone on the scene, actually. You
got to find a scat guy.
Yeah, touch grass.
Couldn't have gone too long without leaving some behind.
No.
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't think.
Jones tells me he remains on edge.
We need that cut.
I'll get that.
We need that. Yeah, isolate that. Next time Red Sox lose 3 straight to the Rays, we're going to need that
Jones
for sure.
Tells me he remains on edge.
Got to keep this bat right here. I'm going to keep this bat right here, man, just in case. I'm going to protect this. I ain't going to let nothing happen to us, nothing, okay?
Bat.
They ain't fine.
Yeah, he's got a bat.
Metal?
He was holding a metal bat.
Nice.
Like a metal T-ball bat.
It was not the biggest bat. It was not like a C-core bat.
Okay.
Or like a 34, 31. Yeah,
I don't think a mountain lion's going to want to mess with any size metal bat, I wouldn't think. No?
Hard to say.
Okay.
Hard to say if it would be too much of a deterrent. But yeah, he's got the bat.
They ain't find it last night. It's still out here. It could be out here in one of these bushes or something. You know, the mountain lion. They be, wow, they be crawling. They serious.
I would have to agree. I'd have to agree with that. Yeah, they're serious.
I saw the bat, by the way. Terp had that on twitch.tv/BostonWEI.
How would you describe that bat?
Tiny.
Tiny bat.
It's tiny bat.
I'd rather have...
T-ball bat.
Yeah, T-ball bat was a good description by Nick. I'd rather be standing
next to that news anchor than have that bat.
Yep.
That guy's going to protect me a lot more than
that
guy is.
Or even Natalie.
Natalie also.
All you got to do is not be the slowest one.
Well.
And so, I think you're outrun her. You're good.
Yeah. I don't know, Nick.
You can't run down the hallway.
But you might be able to run
Natalie. No, I could run down the hallway. I was sucking wind.
The story's not about Natalie. Let's move on.
It's not about Natalie. Okay.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office assisted the investigation by using an aerial drone.
Natalie Haas the week? No, let's keep
going. The Seneca Park Zoo told 13 WHAM all of its animals are accounted for.
All right, so it's not a zoo animal. So they called the zoo. Good call. Before they even confirmed whether this was...
Rochester has a zoo.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you guys got a...
What a gem.
You guys lose any mountain lions? They're like, no, we don't. We have all of our mountain lions accounted for.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters.
Honestly, I'm with him on all accounts.
That's the greatest line of all time. I'm with him on all accounts.
This guy gets it.
He doesn't do lions,
nope,
doesn't
bears,
do tigers,
no,
bears,
no.
Or roller coasters?
100%. I'm with him.
I can see it. How you'd go from one to the other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, my greatest fears, snakes, being alone, failure, giraffes.
So you can't bring that bat on the roller coaster?
Yeah, so yeah, you have to, yeah, you have to leave that down here. Yeah.
He doesn't know any of that.
Doesn't meet the height requirements for a bat.
He's not trying to mess around with any of that.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
Same. Cosine.
I don't even do roller coasters.
I'm good.
That's amazing. What a turn. All these animals, don't do the, with the wild. I get it. And by the way, the streets that they were showing, I feel like, is steps away from the Toy Hall of Fame. I feel I was right there.
You recognized
there.
It? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I could have been right in there with Curtis Jones, with the mountain lion, people running and screaming.
Give it time. It'll be in your backyard.
Yeah.
Seriously. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. It fit in nicely there in the backyard.
That's true.
In the safari that is my backyard.
Lives in the shed.
But, yeah, this is an all-time quote.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
Look, that guy gets it.
Fair.
I mean, you can't take a Dramamine for outrunning a mountain lion.
No. But he was just, like, rattling off fears that he has.
So I'll tell you.
I know we're talking about this, but he's like, I also need to share with you. I'm not getting on a roller coaster.
I'll
tell
you, though. Am I right?
I was looking at that video of the mountain lion. I remember a story a few years ago. There was like this a big national news story about a guy hiking in Denver, maybe like that area, who got attacked by a mountain lion. But then you
sick brag, bro.
You read some of the details on this mountain lion. It was like an emaciated, like 35 pound, like glorified house cat.
Yeah,
and
like
I was like,
he was looking for help, and he beat it up.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, the guy beat it up. That is what happened.
Looked healthier.
This looked
mean.
I was thinking maybe this is like an emaciated. No, that looked like a healthy cat. That's not one I would want to mess with. No.
I agree.
No,
I promise you, I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good.
And RPD says until the validity of the original video can be confirmed, it urges the public to remain vigilant. If anyone observes a large wild animal, they are advised to go indoors and call 911.
Oh, Natalie, thank you so much.
What happened?
Grow up, Natalie.
It's not funny, Natalie.
There's a big cat on the loose,
giant
Natalie.
Giant mountain lion on the loose.
So other than that, I'm cool.
All because she's indoors.
Yeah, she's inside.
Yeah, she's safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.